You're listening to a Tela production. You're listening to Simmer the Witch, Volume 3, Simmer Brews a Storm. Written by Peter Gotthard. Read by Thomas Magnusson. Published by Tellup. The village is having a festival. Everyone's talking about it. There will be stands with ice cream, hot dogs and beer. And there will be clowns and fun games too. Everyone is excited, except Simmer the Witch. She hates to see people happy. Witches are like that. "No, what a stupid waste of time," she complains. "I will teach them a lesson instead. He he he." "What will you do to them?" asks Simmer's pet magpie, Quip. "I will brew a storm," says Simmer. "I will wash away their stupid festival in rain." The next day, the festival is off to a good start. People are gathering in the streets and having fun. But Simmer gets ready to put an end to it. She opens a chest full of magical things and takes out a string. It has 3 knots on it. Simmer loosens the first knot and chants. "Let the dampest, blackest cloud block the sun from coming out." A dense grey cloud glides over the sky and covers the sun. But the villagers in the square keep celebrating. Simmer loosens the second knot. "Let a storm run through the town. Bring the mood of people down." The wind hurtles through the village. Hats and caps blow off. Oh well, the villagers smile. But then Simmer loosens the last knot. "Let the rain pour as it must, and the festival be lost," she shouts. And so it does. It is absolutely pouring. "Oh no," the villagers say. "We might as well go home." "No, wait," Mary shouts. She is Simmer's neighbor and a teacher in the village. "There is a room at the school. The children have the day off." Everyone runs to the school. They bring the ice cream, beers and hot dogs. It barely fits into the school's great hall. There isn't much room, but everyone is in a good mood. They are, after all, at a festival, so they want to have a good time. A man tells a lot of funny jokes. 2 children sing a song. Everybody laughs and claps. The rain pours down on the village, but nobody at the school cares. "What a great festival," they say. "The best in years." A soaking wet magpie peeks through a window into the hall. It is Quip. He sees what they are doing and flies back to Simmer. "Well," Simmer laughs, "the spell worked just right. Their festival must have been washed away." "Not at all," says Quip. "They are having great fun." "Oh no," Simmer yells. "Not again. My plan went down the drain." You have been listening to a Tellup production. Thank you for listening.